It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. President Obama is scheduled to be in Arizona today visiting a plant operated by Intel. Intel makes chips, and they make those chips right here in the U.S. At last night's State of the Union address, the president said we should encourage more high-tech companies to make stuff and create jobs right here at home.
If you're a high-tech manufacturer, we should double the tax deduction you get for making your products here.
Jonathan Zittrain is with Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. He says when you're thinking about whether this could work, you first have to figure out what a high-tech job is.
If somebody is building an iPhone for Apple or a PC for Dell, I don't know if that counts as a high-tech job or not. It's a form of manufacturing, but a plastic mold can as easily be for a doorstop as it can be to contain the guts of a computer.
Okay, well, let's talk about Apple then. Yesterday, Apple reported huge earnings, doubled profits from last year, and most of Apple's manufacturing happens in China. Could any incentive program bring those jobs back home?
Well, the devil would be in the details, but I think that's a pretty tough row to hoe, because any form of permanent subsidy is going to run into free trade issues, into sustainability issues. For how long does the government want to subsidize particular things? I think the kinds of proposals the administration would have in mind are proposals that are designed to sort of get the avalanche started and then let the weight of gravity carry it the rest of the way. And that would include getting a workforce that is going to be able to do the sort of innovation that really is important.
And that's probably why he tied in the tech jobs to the need to invest in education.
I think that's right. Pound for pound, there's a sense that building the iPhone overseas is not as worrisome as designing, conceiving of the iPhone overseas. We want the big ideas happening in America and then being able to spread throughout the rest of the world, and hoping that the future is banking on that rather than on who can provide the absolute rock-bottom labor in producing the physical product associated with the high-tech job.
Jonathan Zittrain is a professor of law and computer science at Harvard University and co-founder of its Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Popular coupon site RetailMeNot launches a new shopping companion app today. You go into a store and you find, say, a shirt. The app tells you if there are coupons for it or if you can get it cheaper online, maybe from the store's site, maybe someone else's. Cotter Cunningham is CEO of Whale Shark Media, which operates RetailMeNot.
So if you said, well, I don't really care if I get the shirt from Gap or JCPenney or Lands' End, then you might be able to quickly kind of see if anybody having a sale that day or free shipping or something like that.
If I'm in a store and I find a shirt that I like and then I can find it cheaper somewhere else online, is that really ethical? I mean, that store went to the trouble of renting out their retail space, stocking the shirt, and then I'm just going to go undercut them somewhere else?
Yeah, it's a great point. You know, and I think stores are really struggling with that. We don't offer barcode scanning, but I think it's a big issue and one that we struggle with too.
How so? How do you struggle with it?
Well, I think it's a very fair point to say stores are going to the trouble of building and staffing and having the inventory there.
But that didn't stop you.
Exactly. But, you know, consumers are going to do what they're going to do. So we have to instead find a way to help consumers get the best deal possible, and hopefully the stores will come along.
Cotter Cunningham of Whale Shark Media, which operates RetailMeNot. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.